This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, January 18th. Well, it looks pretty bad out there for the Dow. You know, the Dow got taken out yesterday by Goldman Sachs, and there's continued weakness in the financial sector. So that's unfortunate. Also, I want to point out that the earnings that are coming out now are definitely mixed. So we are not having a good earnings announcement season for the big mega cap stocks. But we're doing great. We were up yesterday. We're up today. And what we call, there's a silver lining critical path out there for us to follow, and we're locked in on it. So I just need to reiterate, we're in a 15% market where I expect only 15% of the stocks to lead the way. Now, the other thing that's going on is this is the trough of the S&P's earnings. The S&P's earnings are forecasted to get better. So this is the worst earnings will be for some of these big mega caps, like Microsoft, which just announced they're laying off 10,000 people. The other thing is the International Energy Agency came out and forecasted record crude oil demand this year. So guess what we own? We own the energy stocks, so they're all rocking and rolling today. And, of course, they're going to have very good earnings as well, and they have extremely, extremely low price-to-earnings ratios. So I'm feeling pretty darn good here, folks, okay? I don't mean to be cocky and arrogant, but I feel good. The other thing that's going on is we had a horrific retail sales report. And retail sales were down 1.1% in December. November was revised down to minus 1%, down from minus 6 cents of percent. So the Fed has succeeded in pricking the consumer demand bubble. Although retail sales are still up 6% year over year, they ended last year in a thud. Okay, and core retail sales, when we back out falling gas prices and everything, are still falling. So what that did is it caused bond yields to fall further. So we're in an environment now where good news is bad news, okay? They want bad economic news because everybody wants the Fed to stop raising rates. Well, the Fed can't fight market rates. So guess what? So when Treasury bond yields fall today, they're at 3.42 in the 10-year. It's going to put more and more pressure on the Fed to stop raising rates. Now, Jerome Powell has COVID right now, so he can't talk to us. He's going to be okay, apparently. And But I think this is very, very good news. So I want you to feel good about your stocks. I want you to enjoy the earnings announcement season. So far, we're 8 for 8. And now I recommend over 100 stocks. So a lot of you folks don't own all my stocks, but hopefully you own some. And we're just going to let these earnings drop, kick, and drive our stocks higher. The Fed is going to announce on February 1st that their rate increases might be done because they're way above the 10-year Treasury yield now, okay? And I don't know how far they want to go above it, but the bottom line is the Treasury bond market is signaling it's time for rates to fall. And that's because of the sloppy economic news that we have with retail sales and other things. So hang in there, folks. I know you don't like watching the Dow and some of these things go down, but it's a good time for us, and we're going to have a great earnings announcement season. It's Louis Navalier. I'll update these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.